March 18th, 2024. I hope you all had a good weekend. We have a lot to unpack here. This solar eclipse we are expecting on April 8th is taking over the internet for many different reasons. And we're going to try to look at and break down those reasons and see what's really going on here, because I have to admit, the events that have been taking place leading up to this eclipse are pretty insane, to say the least. Not only did we have a severe thunderstorm stretch, literally all the way from Texas up to the northeast, following the exact path of the eclipse shadow. And these storms were absolutely devastating, with tornadoes, lightning strikes, fires, everything. And that's weird on its own. And now take the earthquake theory that I'm sure many of you have seen all over the internet, and actually has some scary truth to it. Now, many of these viral videos on TikTok talking about a fault line that runs from the West Coast all the way down to Florida, that does not exist. What we have is the New Madrid fault line, which we've talked about many times on this channel, and in my opinion is more dangerous than the San Andreas fault line. But take a look at how the path of the eclipse passes right over that high probability area of a large earthquake. Now, before we go any further, is it even possible for an eclipse to affect earthquakes? And the answer is actually yes. I'll leave this website here linked in the description box, but it goes on to talk about the period of time in which the New Madrid fault line was very active. In fact, the Mississippi River even ran backwards for a few hours during a large earthquake swarm back in the 1800s. We're talking magnitudes of 8.0 and greater. Earthquakes of that size would be completely devastating today. Take a listen to this about the New Madrid fault line. In the known history of the world, no other earthquakes have lasted so long or produced so much evidence of damage as the New Madrid earthquake. Three of the earthquakes are on the list of America's top earthquakes. The first one on December 16th, 1811, a magnitude of 8.1. The second was January 23rd, 1812, which was a 7.8, and February 7th, 1812, the earthquake reached a magnitude of 8.8. There have been many different studies over the years that talk about large earthquakes or even volcano eruptions on or around the date of solar eclipses. It's unbelievable. One of the biggest stories over the last few months has been the Iceland volcano. Multiple evacuations, state of emergency, all this stuff taking place. And just like the theories say, these types of things begin to happen right before, during, or after a solar eclipse. This right here on a website called Temblor verifies this idea right here. One question that frequently comes up in Google searches is whether or not an eclipse could cause an earthquake. While the eclipse itself is unlikely to cause an earthquake, the increased tidal stresses during a new moon, which is required for a solar eclipse, could slightly increase the likelihood of a large earthquake. So when you start really putting all this info together, it's very hard to avoid the fact that this path that we're currently watching, the April 8th, 2024, is literally being mimicked by other sorts of global phenomena, such as earthquakes and weather. Take a look at the last few days of earthquakes on Volcano Discovery. Whether these are verified or not, they have been reported, and you can see a distinct line that follows that Texas to northeast line. I mean, I get all of this. I understand how the internet works, and when we see these weird connections with things that are going on, it's very hard to not highlight them. And this one in particular is just very, very weird. What are the chances of not only a rare solar eclipse taking place, but leading up to that eclipse, a massive weather event and a large number of earthquakes following that exact path? I can safely say that I still don't know what's going to happen, if anything at all, but at this point, it would be wrong of me to not make these connections and show you all why there is so much hype leading up to this date, and why we're seeing these state of emergency issues and National Guard being deployed. We have never seen this type of buildup to a solar eclipse. All of us here were meant to be alive for these days and to experience whatever they have to offer. And finally, my friends, just a heads up, we had a fairly large solar eruption from the sun yesterday off the bottom limb, which is going to graze Earth in just a couple days. We'll keep an eye on that as more time passes. But yes, just another thing to talk about and worry about as we're dealing with the eclipse. All right, everybody, I appreciate each and every one of you. Shout out to Canada. Let me know your thoughts below. Check out the X and Instagram pages for more updates, and I will see you all in the next video. Take care. Bye-bye. Stop right there, my friends. If you have not already, click that subscribe button and don't forget to hit the bell icon. Click all and you will get all notifications from this channel. And trust me, you won't be disappointed.